Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon.
What the damn move.
Hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill
it's
from here.
It's going to be warm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Didn't it feel good yesterday afternoon?
Okay. It was awesome yesterday afternoon. Okay, Bo, I got a bone to pick with you.
Pick the bone.
I was walking all outside yesterday looking for this damn whatever you called it yesterday.
Yeah, the planet parade.
Couldn't find it.
I mean, you couldn't find them.
I was looking.
Was it daytime still?
No. Oh. Damn it. But I didn't see it. It was a beautiful night. Stars, everything.
It was a beautiful, clear night.
If you look up, and it'll be the same tonight.
I looked up.
The brightest object in the sky was Venus, and Jupiter was right
next
to it.
Maybe I need to go out, because I got them trees. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was the angle.
Like wander out into the cul-de-sac.
Maybe I need to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I did. I was out there. Oh, you were? Okay. I didn't
see
it.
The coolest thing that you can see with the naked eye, and you can see, so if you look with binoculars, if you have binoculars and find Jupiter, which you can find it with an app, but it's a very, very just bright object. You can see the moons, Jupiter's 4 biggest moons with binoculars.
Okay. Really?
But the coolest thing right now, Mars is in conjunction with the Earth, meaning it's the closest it'll be all year, you can actually see red, which is kind of cool because normally when Mars is viewable, by the naked eye, you can't tell that it's red.
Yeah, I was reading
up there, you can tell it's red. It's pretty cool.
I was reading about how, because they want to go, right? And they want, that's part of what the SpaceX thing is. They want to go. They have to time it to when it's close because it saved. Like, I never thought about that. Like, obviously, you wouldn't want to wait till you were way away from it in the solar system. You'd want to time it to when you're at your closest to it. It's just stuff you never consider when you're not thinking about space travel. I'll tell you this.
They had that.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, they had that.
I'm not interested.
Hey, Total Recall was enough for me.
Yeah.
The first one, that was enough
interested.
For me. That's close. I want to get to damn Mars.
Matt Damon had to eat. I like French fries and tater tots and all that, but I don't like potatoes that much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to live on Mars.
Yeah. The thing, Bo, when we talk about you, you not owning, I've never owned a pair of binoculars before.
Oh, really?
I've never owned a pair. So,
we got some binoculars.
Yeah. I've never owned a pair of binoculars for various reasons.
Why? What do you associate binoculars with? Perverts?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what I look like when I'm out in the yard with binoculars?
I'm looking up, though. No.
Pretty much.
The perverts are in the window.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the blinds. If you're behind the blinds with the binoculars, then you look like a pervert. If you're in your yard with binoculars, you just kind of look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
But everybody gets it. We have them because we take them like hiking and stuff. Because sometimes you'll be out on a hike. It's like, oh, is that a peregrine falcon over there? And then you want to get,
So the neighborhood that Tara and I live in Roswell, we have a bunch of trees. So in a similar situation last year, I broke my binoculars out and I was trying to show some stuff to Tara, but we had trees in the way. We went all around the neighborhood. We were actually laying down in people's yards because you want to hold them steady.
Right.
It's hard to get binoculars steady.
Yeah, because that little body shake that
That
probably
have. Looked weird.
Yeah, for
nobody
sure.
Nobody ever came out and said anything.
I would have said something.
Yeah, I would have been like, what are you doing in my yard?
You're laying in my damn that's the first thing. Why are you walking in my damn grass? Why? No. Why are y'all
like
laying
in the middle
in my grass?
Of somebody's yard?
What are you looking for? You know,
yeah.
Lily has some little pink ones she got at some hike we went on in North Carolina, and she calls them knocklers.
Yes, that's always a cute
And I think that's really great.
Knocklers.
So I'm just going to call mine knocklers,
all right.
too.
All right. Real quick, and then we're going to end of a huddle. I saw that Chuck Pagano, love Chuck, he's going back to Red Law started for the Ravens, but good for Chuck.
Okay.
I remember Chuck got real sick,
mm-hmm.
and like his brother was on the staff in San Diego. And so, you know, for him to come back and you know, because he was out of league for a while.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, he wants to go back to the Ravens. Hell of a get for them.
Now, he had been a part of the Pat McAfee show,
yes.
right? Like, he was,
uh-huh.
was I don't know if it was every day,
no,
was on the show quite a bit.
Now, Pat does a football guy a day.
Oh, okay.
That sits in that chair right there.
Okay.
And
cool.
Yeah, Chuck
That's
was Tuesdays, I think it was. But, yeah, good for Chuck, man. Good dude, man.
All right.
Really good dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations to him. With all that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Da-da-da.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right. We're kind of talking about some of the coaching carousel stuff, new hires, fires, all that. It's a new regime in New York with the Jets. Everybody's pulling for the guy. It's New York, though, and this guy's the owner still. Here's Woody Johnson.
Him in his hat.
And I don't know. This is something that I've always wondered about because we talk about this all the time. When things don't go well, it's ownership, all that. Like, what makes someone a good – I guess I know what makes you a bad owner.
Yes.
Like, Daniel Snyder was a bad owner.
Right.
We all understand why he was a bad owner. Woody Johnson talking about trying to be a better owner.
I'm going to leave that to them. You know, they've got to take a look at how the team's composed and what they think they need and put all that together.
Woody, would you welcome Aaron Rodgers back if your coach and general manager would like to go that route?
Absolutely.
That,
I have to
that
look
was
in the mirror.
That was
and,
a Rodgers.
Right,
yeah.
I have to be a better owner. And I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me.
Not a self-scout.
I've got to have patience or whatever.
Yes.
I've got to let them evolve as in these positions, which I think they will. I think it'll be quick. But I think they'll evolve.
He's right. He has to get the hell out the way.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you got to keep your damn son and his friends out of the damn locker room.
Yeah, we're not doing Madden rating.
You got to do all that. Keep that crap out of here and everything like that. I don't think he wants Aaron Rodgers back.
No.
Why
would he?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Woody wants that back. You know, and I don't think AG wants it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, and so I think it comes down to, you know, what's GM want? And they're supposed to be this collaboration and all these things because they're not together. They're a lot like Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith. They're a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
One didn't pick the other. The owner pretty much picked both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get on the same page, that is always a hard thing. But you know, that's how you get to learn and get to know each other. This time right now is very important for them two to get to know each other and everything, because you're going to try to build a football team.
Couple things on that. If they don't want him, I guess it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, if he still wants to play, because he hasn't committed to that one way or the other. If they don't want him, and he wants to play,
right?
Does somebody want him?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
Who do you think?
Probably. Could he play Could he play for Pete Carroll?
I could see Pete Carroll trying.
Yeah,
Pete Carroll's not afraid to give it a shot on a, you know,
and
on
Tom,
a personality.
And him and Tom are friends.
Tom.
Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tom's going to have Pete said Tom's going to have a big input in this position. So,
okay.
Here's Pete
from earlier this week talking about a different veteran quarterback, one that he's worked with, Russell Wilson.
We're just in the midst of just trying to, you know, find the puzzle pieces, not even putting them together yet. So I can't even say. I mean, guys are still, free agency hasn't come yet. That's the first competitive opportunity that will occur, and then the draft is coming. You know, we'll have that opportunity to do things. I can't tell you right now. I mean, I could guess, but it would just be a guess. So, but I promise you, if you're a real competitor, you're not letting options get away from you. So we're going to consider every option as a possibility.
That takes a lot of, I don't know, maturity, I guess.
Well, I mean, they said they made up, and I can't remember what reporter said. They said they last couple after whatever happened last year, or so they've been, you know, communicating and everything like that.
That's good to hear.
Mending that relationship. So, I mean, it could be a possibility.
I was going to say, if it's between those two guys, you got old, crazy, injury-prone Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
and a guy who tried to get you fired.
I go Russ. I would go with Air.
That's a tough.
I'd probably go Air.
Not a great.
It's not a great.
It's not a great place to be in. No. If that's what you choose, or maybe you sign Sam Darnold.
I was.
Throw some money to Sam Darnold.
I think. I just don't. I still ain't all in on it, Sam Darnold.
No,
I
had a good year last year. No, I'm not all in.
I know I had a good year and everything like that. I just ain't like, oh,
no, I mean, it's just, it's a, you know, we know this, but it's just one of those situations where when you're where they are, you're in a bad spot. Like, yeah. There's no good options at quarterback. Otherwise, you would have already taken it. Can I make a petition real quick, by the way, just unrelated to much other than something that was just said? When we talk about reflection on ourselves, can we just call it self-scouting?
Yep.
From now on?
Always.
I'm going to do a little self-scout.
Always.
And then come back, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Always, man. Always. I like the Brown GM. I like Andrew Beer. I think he's a damn stud GM. He says, again, Myles Garrett is not being traded.
I wouldn't trade him.
I wouldn't trade him either.
It's the best player we've ever had.
He's the best guy we got. There's no way in hell I would trade Myles Garrett.
The best guy we've had since Jim Brown. No. I'm not trading this guy.
If I'm Myles, I'm going to say, let me get some of that cheddar.
Yeah, or trade me.
Or trade me.
Because this situation sucks. Yep. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, let me go
get some
of that. Franchise
is terrible. Why are you so bad? Why can't you figure it out? Here's Brian Schottenheimer, speaking of weird situations and hires, talking about who he gives his credit to.
Pete Carroll challenged me in a number of ways. He challenged me to continue to be authentic, to continue to dive into the relationships that matter, which is your coaches, your players, ownership. He challenged me offensively, to be honest with you. He challenged me with, hey, what do you think about this scheme? What do you think about that scheme? You know, and the McVay Shanahan style was taken off, and in Seattle we were competing against, you know, Sean and Kyle, and so he's like, he was pressing me. So I just really feel like things changed for me when I went with Pete.
It's amazing that they call it the Shanahan and McVay, because it's a Shanahan, it's his dad pretty much system,
right?
But they just took it to another damn level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy because when you look at who's being wooed as far as offensive coordinator guys, they're those guys.
Yep.
You know, and because of the fact is that it's still a really good base scheme, but yet maybe something rubbed off on you that those guys. Now those two dudes are really, really damn smart.
They are really smart.
They're really damn smart.
They're really smart.
You know,
and a number of the guys that teams have taken chances on from their tree have come in and done a good job. Yes. Not everyone.
But
still enough cachet to where it's like
there's still more.
Oh, you worked positive. with Sean McVay.
There's
at
still
some point.
So many more good than because I'm trying to think since that's been a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bobby Slowick's been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Mike down in Miami's on the hot seat. But
yeah,
other than that, I mean, it's usually been working.
Pretty much,
it's usually been working.
Well, just look at Liam Cohen. I didn't realize this. If he keeps this job in Jacksonville for 3 years. That'll be the longest he's ever had any job in coaching.
Really?
All he's done is bounce around and move his way up and all that. But he was in L.A. a couple times. He was the assistant quarterback coach in 2020. Mm-hmm. He was the offensive coordinator in 22. So he's got that Sean McVay magic dust on him. So he got to take a chance.
Give him a chance.
His story is pretty crazy. Like, from the Ivy League to, like, UMass to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he got from Maine to the Rams. But he's there, and then he's at Kentucky, and then he's back with the Rams, and then he's back at Kentucky,
and then he's Tampa,
and now he's the head coach.
Yeah,
and he can't say Duval right.
That's a hell of a damn ride.
It's crazy. It's either going to be Dan. They found a genius, or what were they
what
thinking?
The hell?
What were they thinking?
And I'm not gonna go in on them on the Duval.
Why we did it yesterday for 10 minutes?
Gummy.
Yeah, he did. He sounds high. He sounds very relaxed, which is fine.
You want to do your face.
Introductory press conference high? That's a choice. But anyway, all right, we'll come back. We'll get into a couple of different Falcons conversations, including if the Falcons MVP in 2025 is the same guy that it was in 2024. Is it a good thing? Answer that question after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. An hour from right now, our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth will join us. Talk some NFL with him. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl. Obviously, his thoughts on the AFC and NFC championship games. Mentioned this earlier, but didn't give the exact number. 57.7 million viewers, according to The Athletic, watched the Chiefs and the Bills, which is the second most watched playoff, non-Super Bowl,
right,
playoff game
in
NFL history. Yeah, I'm not surprised either. Honestly, I'm surprised it's the second most.
Right.
And then I'm also surprised what is the first most. If you just had to take a stab, just think about, I know it's hard off the cuff like that, but non-Super Bowl playoff games that may be the most or highest rated playoff game of all time.
Was Brady?
You would think it would. No, it was the Vikings and the Saints.
Which one?
From 2010. The Brett Favre one. The one where Favre threw the pick at the end. Yeah. Which, yeah, I get it. Kind of when I was reading more about it. It's like, okay, like, you know, a lot of people like Brett Favre and the Vikings are on a run. The Saints had won the Super Bowl recently, I guess. And it's the second game, so it's got a bigger audience, whatever. But I was like, if I would have had to have guessed, I would have guessed Brady
one.
Manning or something.
Yeah, would not have guessed that one.
But yeah, that one was second, so... NFL's doing pretty good
from
a rating standpoint. Yeah, and again,
nobody wants to see the Super Bowl. Stop doing the nobody stuff. Your ass don't want to watch it.
But also, yes, you do, because
yes,
you will.
Yes, you will. So just.
Yeah. That's
Hirsch.
Can we just a quick PSA on a couple
just
of those
Hirsch.
Things? Real quick.
Just Hirsch.
Because they're very silly and we don't tend to entertain them all that much.
Just Hirsch.
Yes, a lot of people do, and a lot of people will. Over 100 million people will watch the game. I'll get to the betting part in a minute. The NFL is going to have 57.7 million people watching that game, whether the Bills win or the Chiefs win. So that's a win.
Hirsch.
So what do they care to rig it one way or the other? And then the other thing is, if you're so convinced that the league is rigged for the Chiefs, then just bet on them.
Yep. I bet you won't do that.
Do it. Bet it all.
Yep.
Bet the house
bet
on them.
Bet the farm.
Bet the farm on them. Like, if it's so rigged and you're so sure
that
you hate it so much, just take your life savings and put it on the bill. Put it on the Chiefs. And then when they don't win, then what?
Yeah.
Don't actually do that, by the way. Don't bet all your life savings on that. No, please don't.
Do it.
I don't want you to think that I'm the one that said that you should do that. But if you're so confident that everything's so rigged, put your money where your mouth is,
Andy,
Sonny boy.
If you had to guess now, who do you think, if there's the third quarterback, who do you think it would be?
In the first round?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Okay, same name.
Yeah.
Same name, okay.
Jackson Dart feels like the combine riser, you know?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, I was like, because I know people talk about taking Jalen Milroe. I can't take project quarterbacks. I'm sorry. I can't.
No.
I can't. I won't do that.
Small hands, I heard. Somebody sent me that.
Are you serious?
Yes. I actually did get a DM about Jalen Milroe's hands this morning.
Damn, I'm glad you get those things.
And then it was like they had the measurements. I don't know what the measurements are. I was like, because it is like small hands. Can I say that? Because he probably has bigger hands than me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who am I to come out here and tell him he's got small hands?
Yeah. I'm so glad you get those. And I don't.
No, I am too. Yeah. I'm thankful for all my dudes in my DMs. DMs are open, fellas. Because
that's what I thought. That's what I thought also. I was like, if I could think of a third quarterback, I would think Jackson Dart. Probably.
Yeah, he's kind of got all the stuff you want. He's played a lot of college football, which they like. And you know, is it sneaky athletic? Is that what he is?
Yes.
But he's going to get to the combine. He's going to do a lot of the drills. And they're going to be like, oh, damn, this guy. This guy's got a lot of stuff.
It might be a top 10 quarterback.
It might be. You know, because every year there seems to be a guy, even in quarterback rich years, that you don't really think about. Right, like Bo Nix last year. I didn't think Bo Nix would be drafted as high as he was, and ended up having a great year. Like, I've been wrong on Bo Nix for 3 years now.
Yes.
Every opinion I've given on Bo Nix the last 3 years has been incorrect.
Wrong. Yeah.
Except for that he can't beat Georgia or Washington because those things remain true.
Yeah. We were talking, we were having fun because Pete Carroll, obviously his staff, we said Daryl Bevel. Daryl Bevel's in there for interview.
Yep.
I saw Tom Cable. He's going to come back and be his O-line coach.
Now
I was like, can Tom Cable go back to the Raiders?
I guess it's not Oakland anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's probably got some warrants still out for the stuff he was doing down there. He was sucker punching coaches.
This dude was on one. Like, I was like, can he come back into the Raider building?
I don't know.
Tom Cable's one of the best offensive line coaches.
Yeah, no, and they love him. Like Pete Carroll and all those guys on that staff, they love him.
Yeah, really, that's it, because I saw he's bringing back my man Tom McMahon. He was a substitute coach in San Diego with me.
But, okay.
Yeah, I was like, Tom Cable. Can they bring Tom Cable back?
I guess. I mean,
that's wild,
again, my stance right now is that if Bobby Petrino can go back to Arkansas, anyone can go back anywhere. Anyone's invited back anywhere.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if that guy could go back there, then think of the person you know that's done the worst thing ever. She'll take him back.
Okay.
If Arkansas will take back Bobby Petrino, she'll take him back, no matter what it was that he did.
Damn, Tom Cable was wild as hell.
Yeah, but I like that, though. He wasn't punching me.
He was a horrible head coach.
Horrible head coach. Yeah, you can't have that many screws loose as a head coach.
Yes.
Even probably not even as a coordinator.
Yes.
But you could be the offensive line coach.
Who was the worst, him or Tom Sula?
As a head coach?
Yeah.
God, Tom Sula was in a bad situation. Tom Sula was in a bad situation.
Oh, man.
But he was really bad. He was really, really bad. There was the 49ers, man, for what a good organization they are, they made some stupid choices for a number of years.
Yes.
And then they hired Shanahan and Lynch, and things have mostly been good since then. All right, so Tyler Sullivan of CBS Sports, who's my favorite CBS Sports writer.
Are you just saying it?
No, he is.
Okay.
I never heard of him. But I'm saying that. Like, I'm talking about him.
You're in the media thing, so I know.
I'm a big media thing guy.
You know, old boy.
Yeah, I'm a big Tyler guy. T. Sul is what I call him. T. Sully.
Okay.
He declared Bijan Robinson the MVP for the Falcons in 2024.
Definitely.
Which he absolutely was.
Yes.
Like, who would even be in consideration otherwise?
Yes.
Drake London had a really good year. Yep. Jesse Bates had a really good year. Probably the defensive MVP. But, I mean, if it's not Bijan,
I don't know
who it would be.
No.
If Bijan is the MVP of the 2025 Falcons, is that a good thing?
No.
Who needs to be?
Michael Penix.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep. Michael Penix needs to be the MVP.
Or, like, what if?
But the thing about it is,
what if they get some edge rusher who's the MVP?
Well, he's not on the team.
I know he's not.
Yeah.
I know. So, player X. Player to be named later.
Oh.
Draft pick and free agent.
The only reason I say that is because Bijan can still rush for what he did this year, and they can still be in the same predicament.
Right,
because
that's the thing. Bijan was the MVP this year.
Yes, he was great.
He played great. He even played better as Cousins was spiraling and then into the Penix games. He played better in the second half of the season. He was unbelievable in the second half. He couldn't tackle a guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you were the first tackler, you had no chance. You had zero chance to get him on the ground, which is great news, but the Falcons were 6-3 when the quarterback was playing well. So, yeah, to me, that's what it is. And I think probably most people agree. I mean, I guess Saquon's the MVP of the Eagles this year, probably.
He is.
So if Bijan has a year like that and Penix has a year like Hurts or whatever, like is just a little bit behind that, then that's okay. But I think the logic tracks to say if the Falcons are going to be what we hope they can be.
Because Bijan's going to be good.
Bijan's going to be good.
As long as Bijan's healthy,
he's going to take the next step.
Yeah, Bijan's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, which, again, might lead him to be the MVP of the team, and that would be okay. But if Michael Penix is, then this team could be really good.
Yes.
Again, the defense has to be improved, has to get better guys, and has to help them and play complementary football. But, yeah, I mean, that's my hope. Michael Penix, MVP.
Yeah, you want to
of the league.
You want to see them open this thing up, man.
Of the NFL.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, even when defenses knew how bad Kirk was struggling, Bijan still ate.
Yep.
You know, and like you said, I can just see that getting better. Right now, he is ascending to be one of the best players in this league, man. I mean, he's already one of the top runners, but one of the top players in this league. This dude is just that damn good. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, Michael Penix has somebody to lean on as far as just handing him the football, getting it to him anytime you can. But his maturity, his ability to hit the ground, I'm talking not running, sprinting. You know, I know he got his feet wet last year, but this dude got to come in sprinting.
Yes, yeah.
They got to come in sprinting this offseason. I mean, sorry, going into the season because they don't – this – they find – they. The early ones count just like the last ones count.
Yeah.
You can't come stumbling into the season.
No. And look, I mean? And unfortunately, you know, as true as it might be, and Penix is going to be around, like he's going to get time to try to develop. If he doesn't play great, like the coaching staff and the GM is going to turn over. Here's the thing about it is it's nice he got the three games. Maybe could have got more. Didn't. Whatever. It is what it is. It's a good situation. I mean, you're going to have continuity on the offensive line.
Yes.
You're going to have one of the best running backs in the NFL and a really good backup running back also. You've got a great number one target in London. You've got good pieces after that. Don't really know what the deal is going to be with Pitts. We'll see. But, like, you got a lot of complimentary pieces around you as a young quarterback to come in
The other thing with the whole Pitts thing, he's under contract.
Yes.
He's under contract for next season. I
just mean in terms of if they were interested in trying to find a trade partner.
I still believe you got his best assets is when you let him just run.
I'm with you. I also think he's more valuable to you, even, you know, whatever. I don't know what the ceiling even is at this point. But, like, if you can get anything near those four games that he played in the middle of the season, anything near that
and
consistently.
What did he do in all those?
He ran straight and got the ball early in the game.
Remember.
And when he was in the open field, he did great.
Yep.
But if you can get anything near that, his value to the Falcons is much higher than it would be on the open market.
Agree.
I don't know what you could even get for him
as
a trade.
I agree with you saying let him run. Just let him run.
Let him play.
Let him run.
Let him play.
Don't give him all of the short intermediate stuff. Let him go.
The other thing that's happening right now is the Senior Bowl. We got that on one of the TVs watching. It's always fun to see all these guys down here and competing against each other. The name that everyone, I got a lot of tweets about this today too, is the edge rusher from Marshall.
Yeah, we talked about him
yesterday. Mike Green. Did we talk about him on the radio?
I think
we talked about him. Okay, either way.
Yeah.
That's the guy everybody's raving about
there. He's 17 sacks last year at Marshall.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, reading
that's
up on him. I think DJ said his biggest thing, because he has shorter arms. But I think, what is he saying? Like, I mean, defensive ends has short arms. They're looking at him because they have short arms, and he's about 250 and not like 265. And so whatever that means, the dude can ball.
It's just fun that we're now in at least the time of the year where, like, Falcons fans hear about guys and then they tweet them at us, and then we're like, all right, let's get excited about this guy for a couple days. I like that.
I will not do that.
It's kind of fun. Kind of fun. Mike Green's the guy right now. Because, like, people, what do you think about this guy? I was like, I never heard of him until yesterday. But now I've seen him. Now I want him. He's my target at 15. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This actually might be my favorite.
P-I-M-P.
The tweet about Jalen Milroe's hand size.
Yes.
Because the word is allegedly. Jalen Milroe's hand size allegedly under 8 3/4 inches.
Uh-huh.
So we don't even know yet, but we're spreading rumors about somebody's measurements, which is wild. The other thing is, like, you know, because you can guys do like hand stretching exercises.
You remember that?
Yeah, to try to get your pinky and your thumb a little further apart from each other.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is according to Matt Miller, who's an NFL draft scout, covers all the draft and all that kind of stuff. The threshold, the number you want to get to, like the size number you want to get to, is 9 inches.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess some people are more blessed than others.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Said earlier in the week, not all body parts are created equal.
Everybody's not always blessed.
Just like the nails tickets we gave out. 9-inch nails.
Yeah.
No more tickets today, by the way. Okay, we're out. We're tapped.
But, I mean, so much of this stuff is so overrated, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it is a waste of damn time. And even when you're a player in that situation, you're like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, what? You want me to do that? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why do I have to catch objects with these glasses on? I don't play with these glasses on.
Why do they give you like drunk glasses?
Yes. And they throw the, and you're like, well, I don't play like that. So why? There was a damn Houston, Texas. That was their thing.
Classic
like,
Texas.
Yeah. He's like, why do I have to do this when I don't play like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, again, the quizzes. The test, the questions, it's just all like whatever.
Yep.
What's the one that isn't overstated?
All of it.
There's not one that like this one actually does matter a little bit.
Nope.
The tape.
That's it. That is it. I've seen a lot of fast guys that suck. And a lot of not so fast guys go to the Hall of Fame.
The tape.
Tape is the ultimate decider.
You know what it is though?
Ooh, look at that damn dude play.
Yeah. Whoa. You see what he did in all those games that he played?
Yes.
Against good competition?
The shuttle, all that crap. Whatever.
Oh, man, he can't do this vertical.
Because I was one of the people, because you remember DJ Metcalf's his three cone?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Also, so I was like, damn, he ain't going to be getting out of breaks. Has he had a problem?
No, right. He's been very good.
Okay.
Have you looked at him?
Have you looked at this guy?
Wait a minute. You're going to see all that other stuff, including the tape in the SEC. Is this three cone? Okay. But here's what it really is more than anything is like, especially when the Super Bowl's actually over, it's, you know, NFL's king. Everybody knows that. Content is king. Yes. And the fact that people engage with all this stuff, like it's not the same. You're not getting the same amount of eyeballs and clicks and all that on like a DK Metcalf shuttle thing as you're getting on the game from last weekend is 57.7 million viewers.
Right.
But the fact that people remain that engaged with it 365 is crazy. Like it's incredible what they've done and the economy that they've created and all that kind of stuff. And so certainly we benefit from it in various ways, but like, that's what it is. It's like people care so much about football.
Yes.
They will sit there and watch dudes get measured. And then get in Twitter arguments about it. Like, you will do that about a dude's measurements.
Yep. Make sure you send all the
worry about your own measurements.
Make sure you send all the dude's measurements to Andy.
Worry about your own measurements.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm saying, like, you're fast. Okay. You're fast. But can you play football?
Everybody's fast. Yeah. Damn, you're all fast out there.
I haven't seen. You're like, damn. Yeah. He's a first round pick, huh?
Remember the guy from the Raiders? What was the guy's name?
Can't play football.
What was the guy's name the Raiders took that ran so damn fast?
Which one was it?
Hayward Bay.
Oh, Darius Hayward Bay. Stunk.
He wasn't good.
He stunk.
Didn't have a
but
great
But he can run his ass off.
Boy, he was fast as hell, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was fast as hell. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
He was big and fast.
Dorial Green Beckham. Ted Ginn, kind of. John Ross.
Yes.
Shout out to John Ross. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So you're trying to tell me that when Jay Cutler threw up like 100 bench presses when he didn't have to, that didn't mean anything?
No, because Jay Cutler can play football.
Yeah. So with 2 weeks before pitchers and catchers report, we got some Super Bowl stuff for you in a minute. 2 weeks till pitchers and catchers report, the Braves have released their 2025 promo schedule, if anybody's interested. And it gets started on April 9th with the Chris Sale Cy Young Triple Crown Gold Glove bobblehead. April 10th, there is a Hello Kitty figurine, maybe an attempt to draw more females into the ballpark.
Well, I know one little redhead four-year-old that's going to be all over that one.
Yes, sir.
Special ticket package is required for that one. So you got to actually buy tickets and go show them your ticket stub.
If you know a guy.
the special ticket package ones are hard for me to get.
Oh, okay.
I actually have to find somebody that had one.
Where's my guy down there who got, down there at the good seats?
You talking about Alex?
Yeah.
Alex the man.
Yeah, Alex.
But see, they don't bring us those.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go to a special table and show them your ticket.
Okay.
For Hello Damn Kitty?
Yeah, and Star Wars. So Star Wars.
They love Hello Kitty.
What?
The little kids, they love it. It's crazy. She has a Hello Kitty water bottle that she got from a birthday party, and she's brought to school a couple times, and it's caused like a problem. Like, can she bring a different water bottle? Because kids want to take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, the Hello Kitty stuff's hot.
Were they trying to jack my girl?
Nah, she hadn't let them.
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
She's not scared.
I
actually purchased two of these ticket packages for Hello Kitty. I told Tara about this because it's a cat that plays baseball. some Braves uniform. She laughed. So maybe she doesn't get one. So maybe I will have one for you.
She laughed.
Star Wars night, May 7th. It's an R2-D2 dressed up in Braves colors.
Why not May 4th? I guess maybe they don't have a game.
Yeah, they're probably away. Okay. May 6th, there's a NASCAR replica Braves car.
Cool.
I didn't know if one of those is running in the race.
But there's a strong crossover, yeah. I feel, game, between NASCAR fans
isn't
and Braves
that game
fans.
There this year?
In the who?
In the, don't they have the...
at a track?
At a racetrack.
Aren't
the Braves playing a game? Is it this year?
You're, oh, yeah. I remember
Samson told me about it. Yeah, Samson asked me about it.
But I think I don't think it's not AMS, though.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Unless it is. Not 100%.
Well, let's look it up. It'll be a Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah, there you go.
Up there in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay, I know Samson so asked me about that. It's this year coming up, right?
It is this year, okay. Yeah. Okay. It'll be August 2nd. Okay. They'll play the Reds at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Okay. All right.
My sister-in-law, do you call your brother-in-law's wife your sister-in-law? Ashley's brother, right? My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, his wife, my sister-in-law?
Yes.
Yes, I think
okay.
So. Yeah.
She's from Bristol, and they have a house so close to the Motor Speedway that they sell parking spaces in their front yard every year for the race.
Nice.
So maybe we all go up there.
I think we should. How far of a drive is that?
To Bristol, Tennessee?
Far.
Four.
Oh, really?
Four something, four and a half maybe. I don't know, four. Depends on which one of us drives.
I think we should do that. Let's hop in a van. May 8th, Rossell Iglesias bobblehead, which would be pretty cool. I'm a fan of Rossell, although not a lot of people on the show are.
I ain't no fan of him.
I'm a fan of him. He's awesome.
I'm not.
He's one of the best closers in baseball.
Just because he's the best closer. I mean,
in
my
baseball,
favorite.
There's 30 teams.
I mean, Randy doesn't like bullpen guys.
Yeah.
It's been a consistent theme.
I appreciate them, but I don't like them.
May 14th is going to be a really cool one. It's Marcell Ozuna bobblehead, but he also has bobble arms.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Not me. I wouldn't have thought.
I know I stuck with him.
You did. Yes. No, I didn't. I tried to trade him, cut him, leave him in different cities, build him a boat, and send him down the Chattahoochee.
80.
Can you? Yeah. Yeah. No, that is the most against all odds bobblehead ever. The fact that there's a Marcell Ozuna 2025 Braves bobblehead. Because, there was a lot of reasons to get rid of him a couple years ago.
Yes,
it wasn't just playing bad. And lo and behold, he's been the best hitter in the lineup for a couple years now.
Almost won Triple Crown in 20.
Yeah.
So we have a Truist Park replica. So it's just a replica of the actual ballpark. They're giving away on June 4th.
Okay.
August 4th, put this one on your calendars, Ronaldo Lopez bobblehead. He was pretty good for the Braves last year. August 19th, Spencer Strider vinyl. You know, they had the records, so they're doing volume 2 this year.
What's
August
on
19th.
It?
So local bands of the indie scene.
Huh.
I actually have a couple of them from last year.
That's a really cool
idea.
You got
a vinyl player?
I got a record player.
I got some records for you.
Okay, send them over.
Nice.
August 22nd, 1995 World Series ring replica. That one's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's going to be a hot item.
Yes, it is.
And then probably the most popular one that I can probably see happening, April 22nd, the Chipper Jones 2000 All-Star Game bobblehead. So the All-Star Game was at Turner Field in 2000. Chipper homered off somebody, doesn't matter, some other All-Star. But they have a bobblehead April 22nd to commemorate that.
That one, the 95 replica ring, feels like one they're going to have to
make a lot of.
Do multiple. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking
about the demand's going to be so crazy for that.
The 95 ring compared to the 21 ring.
Size-wise, I
have something that I'm curious about. Are we sure he going to be still pitching well with his bobblehead is?
That's the one that feels a bit
that one feels like that's going to be.
That's a dice roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dice roll. I mean, I hope he is.
If he pitches half as good as he did last year, he's still a bargain because it was
$10 million
bucks.
No,
yeah, I was.
It's just always tough because, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes there's bobbleheads made, and then the guy's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, that was just,
or
that was the only
whatever.
Thing.
Or
that,
hurt.
That was the only thing. I was just curious. I was like, oh.
Yep.
So one of the only good things going on in New Orleans, or at least revolving around the Saints anyway, is that the Super Bowl's in their home stadium next week, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So they just in this offseason remodeled all of the luxury suites. So those are for sale, of course. And you're going for as little as $500,000. But if you want one of the 45-person boxes, be ready to shell out $3 million.
Damn.
Too. But you and 44 friends can go watch the Super Bowl, though.
I guess you split it.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Wow, have mercy.
That's one of those ones where you need payment prior.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
Oh, yeah, no, they need a fool.
Yeah, we need it. And yeah. If I'm putting the deposit down, I need all you guys to send me the Venmo.
Ain't no you going to get me afterwards?
Yeah, no, there's no come to the party and pay me later.
Yeah, man. All that.
So speaking of the Super Bowl, the Eagles are the home team. They have announced that they're going to wear regular green, or their regular green right now. They're not wearing Kelly green or anything like that. And good luck to them. So as you probably heard in the little sports update thing a minute ago, kind of spoiled my last 20 years, only four teams have won the Super Bowl in colors. It's been white jerseys all the rest of
really?
The time.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. Never knew that.
Do you know who they are?
I do.
Can we guess?
Who
you can?
Who won?
The teams over the last 20 years who've worn, so they've been home.
They've
right?
been home, the home team.
It's the home team that's wearing their
white.
Whatever.
Okay. I know well, the home team that's worn color four out of the last 20.
And yeah. Last 20. Okay, that wasn't 20 years ago. Because I know the Patriots won. And I know the Patriots beat the Rams in blue, I think it was.
I think the Patriots beat the Seahawks in blue, too.
They were not on the list, so I guess they weren't 20 years ago.
Okay.
No, that wasn't more than 20 years ago.
No, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right. I thought,
because I just have that vision of, what's the guy's name, Malcolm Butler?
Yeah.
Cutting in front and making that interception.
We could be here all day doing this.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who are they?
2019 and 2023 Chiefs.
Okay.
The 2017
red.
Eagles.
Okay.
And the 2010 Packers.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I don't think that I'm pretty sure that you can't wear alternate jerseys for Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a shame. It'd be pretty cool if you could.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool if they could wear the color.
You know the Falcons record over the last, I think it's 17 games, because somebody had the stat because it was a season long worth of data. They're 13-4 in the last 17 games where they've worn the throwbacks.
Then wear the damn throwbacks.
I would say just wear them.
Make them the nowbacks.
Just try, you know? I don't know if it actually means anything, but
make them a nowback.
17 game sample size.
Yeah.
Because remember when the Hawks got hot when they wore the MLK jerseys?
Yes, and they wore them.
They just kept wearing them. They were like, these are no longer alternates. We were wearing these at home. We're going to play on the MLK court. We're going to win. And they went all the way to the conference finals. You got to try it.
So have y'all seen the meme of the survey that's like, who do you want to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles, the Chiefs, or a meteor hitting the stadium?
Uh-huh, yeah, I saw that.
So in the ultimate move of this is when we really want a meteor to hit a stadium, the polls have seemingly, although this is not confirmed, teased that they are going to be boxing each other on March 27th.
Who?
Logan and
– Oh, them
Logan
dudes.
And the
other I saw that.
Yeah, so it's nothing's confirmed yet. All they did was they sent out this little poster of them looking at each other. It does have a date on it, so we assume they're going to be boxing each other, but they could be getting in the ring for like a chess match or something.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they just don't have any more people to fight. Maybe
no more Mike Tyson.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, no more non-boxers.
They're going to be printing money if they fight each other, I would assume, from all the YouTube dorks out there.
Really?
You going to pay? You going to watch it?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
No. The other thing, everyone in their family.
Not if it's pay. I'll watch it if it comes on Netflix or something like that.
Has seen them fight. Brothers fight.
They do.
They've definitely fought before.
There's going to be a lot of gimmicks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of gimmicks and real gimmicky and everything like that.
Would I fight my brother? How much money would it take?
You just fight for free.
I used to. Yeah. Last time I lost, though. Ryan got me last time.
Really?
Yeah, he got me. He was,
I was just playing, all right?
No, I kind of, and then he wasn't.
Oh, he got me. He got
and I was like, that tapped out. Let me get out of this headlock.
Oh, yeah.
Let me alone.
He was thinking about all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
When you
it was 25 years of pent up. Yeah. He was like, Mom said I'd be bigger than you someday. You got
it. Finally happened?
Finally happened.
My sister learned her lesson when I finally outgrew her.
I think I could take Cole.
I think you can, too.
Mike and Ryan, I don't know. They're both bigger than me and younger. We'll see. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.